So we're happy to be here this morning.
ዛሬም እንደገና በዚህ ማለዳ በጋራ ተሰባስበናል።
This is the way we were here. To share from the word. And the word we were looking for, we were sharing yesterday, was from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It says Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. So today we'll be talking about the light of God in the heart of man.
የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን በሰው ልብ ሲበራ የሚል ርዕስ ነው ዛሬ የምናየው። የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን በሰው ልብ ሲበራ።
And then you can see from the beginning of the Bible,
የመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ የመጀመሪያ
the word of God tells us about light and darkness.
እና የእግዚአብሔር ቃል እንደሚናገረው ጨለማና ብርሃን ለየ ይላል።
So in the world there is light and darkness. Even in the physical world, a few hours ago it was darkness, now it is physical light. So also with the spiritual things, there is light and there is darkness.
በመድር ላይ ጨለማና ብርሃን እንዳለ በመንፈሳዊ ዓለምም በሰው ላይ ጨለማና ብርሃን አለ።
And the Bible tells us that God is light.
እግዚአብሔር ብርሃን ነው ይላል መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ።
And if we go to read another scripture in John,
ዮሐንስ ወንጌል ላይ ያለ አንድ ክፍል እናም
John chapter 1
ዮሐንስ ወንጌል ምዕራፍ 1
It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
በመጀመሪያው ቃል ነበረ፣ ቃልም በእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነበረ፣ ቃልም እግዚአብሔር ነበረ ይላል።
Verse 4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
በተራራት ላይ ደግሞ እዛው ዮሐንስ ወንጌል በርሱ ህይወት ነበረች ህይወቱም የሰው ብርሃን ነበረች።
Verse 5 says, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Does not subdue it.
ቁጥር 5 ላይ ብርሃንም በጨለማ ይበራል ጨለማም አላሸነፈውም።
So it is telling us that the light of God shines in the heart of man.
ስለዚህ ያለኝ ያለው ምንድነው? ብርሃን በልብ ውስጥ ይበራል።
So that also means that in the heart of man there is darkness.
እንዲሁም ደግሞ የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን በሰው ልብ እንደሚበራ ሁሉ የሰይጣንም ደግሞ አሰራሩ በሰው ልብ ስለሆነ ጨለማውም ደግሞ በሰው ልብ ይቀመጣል።
And the plan of God is that the light of God will shine into the darkness.
ጨለማው ላይ በሰው ልብ ላይ ሰይጣን እንዳይፈተነን ለማድረግ እኛን ወደ ብርሃን እንድንመጣ ስለሚፈልግ በሰው ልብ ብርሃኔ ምን ይበል ይብራ እያለ
And he says that the darkness cannot overcome the light. Because when the light shines, the darkness has to go away.
ይገፋፋል አሁን ይሄን መብራት ብናበራ ብናጠፋ ይሄን መጋረጃ ብንዘጋ ምን ይላል ይጨልማል ብርሃን ብናበራ ጨለማው
ነው verse 9 says that was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world
ወደላይ ቁጥር 9 ላይ ለሰው የሚያበራው እውነተኛው ብርሃን ወደ ዓለም ይመጣ ነበር ይላል
so he's saying that every child that is born with darkness in their hands.
ለዚ ያንዳንዱ ህፃን ወይ ያንዳንዱ የሰው ዘር ሲወለድ ከውርስ ኃጢአት የተነሳ ሲወለድ በዚህ በኃጢአት አመጽ በጨለማው አሰራር ውስጥ በውርስ እንደዛው ነው።
So if that child grows up
ያድጋል አንድ ልጅ
and dies
ይሞታል
then darkness has been in the heart all through the life of that person.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ ጨለማ በሰው ህይወት ውስጥ ካለ አንድ ሰው ሊወለድ ሊያድግ ሊኖር ይችላል በዛው በጨለማው ከመውተ ግን በዛው አሰራር ውስጥ ያለ ነው ህይወቱ የሚያልፈው ብርሃንም ከበራለት እንደዛ የብርሃን ልጅ ነው
and the bible says that it is only jesus christ that can bring light into the world
ብርሃን ያለም ብለን የምንጠራው ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ብቻ ነው ያለም ብርሃን የሆነ የሰውን ብርሃን የሚያበራ የሰውን ልብ በብርሃን የሚሞላ
so for someone to have light he must receive the light of Christ
ስለዚህ አንድ ሰው ብርሃን እንዲወድለት ከፈለገ በክርስቶስ ውስጥ ያለውን የህይወት ብርሃን መቀበል አለበት
so the more of Christ you have in your heart the more light that you have
ክርስቶስ በህይወታችን ላይ ሲሆን የበለጠ ብርሃን በህይወታችን ይታያል
so this morning if there is anybody here who has not received the light of Christ then you have the opportunity to do that and if there is anybody here who has received light before today you receive more light because Jesus said I am the light of the world.
ኢየሱስ እንዳለ እኔ የዓለም እንደነኝ ብርሃን ነኝ አለ።
The light of the world is a person and that person is Jesus Christ.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ በምድር ላይ ያለው ብርሃን በክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በኩል እየተገለጠ ነው።
And the Bible also says that we are the light.
እኛ ደግሞ ይላል እኛ ምራቃችን ጭምር ለዓለም ብርሃን ነን ይላል ምክንያቱም ጨውና ብርሃን ሆኖ ስለሚል።
So when you are born in darkness and you receive Jesus the light of God comes into you and you also become the light
በጨለማው ዓለም ውስጥ ስንኖር በውልደታችን የኃጢአት ውርስ እንኳን ቢኖርብን ግን ክርስቶስ መድኃኔዓለም በልባችን ብርሃኑን ከጨመረ የብርሃን ልጆች ነን ማለት
So in God we have an inheritance God has a plan for you and that plan is that each and every one of us will become the light of God who will become the light of the world so Jesus came as the light of the world
መዳህኔ ዓለም ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ለዓለም ብርሃን ሆኖ የመጣው በእኛም ህይወት ሲገባ ብርሃን ይሆናል
And the plan of God is that you will also become the light of the world.
ከምንድነው ብርሃን ሆኖ ጌታ በእናንተ ውስጥ እንዲታይና እናንተም ለዓለም የሱ ብርሃን ሆኖ
You cannot become the light of the world unless you have the light dwelling in you. And if you have the light in you then every day you are becoming more and more more of the light amen so he says that Jesus was the true light which lighted every man that comes into the world verse 9
ቁጥር 9 ላይ ዮሐንስ ወንጌል 1:9 ለሰው ሁሉ የሚያበራው እውነተኛው ብርሃን ወደ ዓለም ይመጣ ነበር
ይላል. And it says that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it.
እንደገና ደግሞ በዓለሙም ነበር ብርሃን ይመጣ ነበር ብርሃን ይመጣ ነበር
In Genesis, you know, we saw in verse 2 that in the beginning darkness was everywhere.
አንድ ቁጥር ሁለት ላይ ዘፍጥረት ያነበብነው ጨለማ በጥልቁ ላይ ነበር ይላል። አንድ ጨለማ ግን በክርስቶስ ውስጥ ላሉ ጨለማ ይሆናል።
And the Bible
says ክርስቶስ ላሉ ብርሃን ነው የሚሆነው።
And the Bible says the light. Okay, God said let there be light and the light.
ጨለማ ጨለማ ሆኖ እንዲቀር እግዚአብሔር ስላልፈለገ ብርሃን ይሁን አለ አወጀበት።
So also in the world today there is that.
ጨለማውን በተበተ ዓለም ስንኖር በመጥፍ ላይ
the only good news you can have is for the light of God to come. So today you can receive good news. Something good can happen to you. And that is the light of God coming into your hands. So will you open your heart so that the light of God will come? Because when you open your heart, the light of God will begin to shine within your heart. Okay, I want us to look at another scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
ሁለተኛ ቆሮንቶስ ምዕራፍ 4 ላይ
verse 3 to 6.
ሁለተኛ ቆሮንቶስ 4 ከ3 እስከ 6
ላይ But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
ወንጌላችን የተከደነባቸው ለሚፈቱት ለነርሱ የእግዚአብሔር ምሳሌ የሆነ ክርስቶስ የክብር ወንጌል ብርሃን እንዳያበራላቸው የዚህ ዓለም አምላክ የማያምኑትን ሀሳብ አሳወረ። ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ጌታችን ሆኖ ራሳችን አንሰጥም። ስለ ኢየሱስም ራሳችንን ለእናንተ ባሪያዎች እናደርጋለን። ብርሃን እንዲሰጥ ልባችን ውስጥ የበራ
So, this scripture is very important because it tells us how the light of God comes into our life. Now, verse 3 says, verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world had blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the question is, you know, how does this light come into our life? So, where is this darkness? Because if there's light, there was a darkness. There are two. Now, in the book of John, the Bible tells us that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Okay, let me give you an example for you to see that God is light. There was a man called Paul. Paul. He was a Pharisee. He was a lawyer, he was educated. And he was persecuting the people of God. But God came to him. How did God come to Paul? The Bible says, a bright light. That was brighter than even the sun, the brightest sun. God came to him in the form of light. So God is light. And the light is not this physical sun. And just like God came to Saul, God can come to you today also. Is there anybody who wants the light of God today? Raise your hand, let me see. You want the light of God? Then the light will come to you. Amen. If you want that light, you have to open your heart. And that light will come to you. Amen. And the Bible says the light came around him. So we are looking at this scripture where it says that the mind of the people were blinded. But that verse 4 also says that this gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of light. That is what brings light to the heart of man. So if you want to receive light, you have to open your heart and receive the word of God. The Bible says, Jesus told them, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So as the light of God comes into you, the light also will come. Now, we know from the scripture, in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, that God created man in his own image. And the Bible says God comes to us in three forms. God the Father. You have the Son, which is Christ, and then you have the Spirit of God. So, so that is the image of God. Even though God, so God is one. But one God comes to us in three forms. So also, when God created Jamal, God made him in three parts. So what are the three parts? Eshi, Jamal. Eshi, Jamal. This is the spirit of Jamal. Okay, so this is the spirit of man. Example, Jamal. Okay, and then you have what the Bible calls soul. Then you have finally Ish. This is the body of Jamal.
Jamal
So every one of us here has a spirit, a soul, and body. Amen. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God is light. The Son of God is light. And the Father is light also. Amen. And the Bible tells us that when someone is born into this world, he is born in darkness. Because the first man, Adam, fell into darkness. Sin came into the life of Adam and darkness entered into the life of Adam. So this is Adam. The first man was Adam. And Adam had darkness. His soul also became dark. And his body also became dark. So darkness was ruling over the life of Adam. And the light and the darkness cannot dwell together. So Adam needs the light of God. Just like every one of us here, we need the light of God. And that is why God sent his Son, Jesus Christ. To bring light into our soul. So, we have another picture.
Let us
is the picture of the salvation of God. And that salvation is the salvation that Jesus came. Because Jesus said he is the light of the world. So Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So, if someone wants to be saved, you must come into the light. And the person must come to the cross. The person must come to the cross. And the person must come to an altar. The person must come to the place of judgment. So this is Jamal. And Adam. Jamal and Adam are in sin. When sin came into the world, darkness came into the world. Because God is light. When sin came in, a different nature came into the life of Adam. And Adam said, but God said, I will have mercy upon them. I will make a way so that the light of God will come in and drive away the darkness in the
earth.
So the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So there is sin inside the soul of Adam. Because the Bible says that the soul that sins shall die. So it is the soul that sins. So it is the soul that must come to the place of judgment of sin. So the soul must be judged. The soul must come to the place of judgment, to the cross. But we are told that the soul has four parts. You have the mind. The first part of the soul is the mind. And the soul has the nature of an ego. It's always flying around, always moving around. So that means it is with our mind that we commit sin. So it's the soul that sins. So the mind that sins. And the Bible says that it is the blood that takes away sin, that makes atonement for the soul or for the mind. So it means that blood from the cross. Must be applied to the mind. To wash away the sin in the mind. Amen. So that means when the blood comes to your mind, the darkness will go away. So if you want to keep your mind free from darkness, you bring the blood of Jesus every time. If we walk with God, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus will be cleaning our mind. And this blood is always cleaning the mind. So let us read from let us see where it is in First John chapter 1. So this is something we can be doing every day. Whenever there is a bad thought, whenever you have a bad thought, or you are thinking something that is wrong, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus will wash away the sins. Verse 7 says, let's read from verse 6. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin.
And then Johannes, Marafand.
So it is the blood that makes the difference. So if you want to overcome, you overcome by blood. Whenever your mind is being weighed down by darkness, by bad thoughts, you can open your mind to go and say, please bring the blood of Jesus to my mind. What a great blessing. You don't pay money for it. You just open your heart. And that blood begins to flow. In fact, that blood is like a river, it's always flowing. Even when you are sleeping, the blood is always walking through
your mind.
Amen. And there's another scripture in Revelation chapter 12.
እንዲሁም ደግሞ ሌላ ክፍል ላይ በራእይ መጽሐፍ ላይ የምናየው አለ ራእይ ላይ
Revelation 12:11
ራእይ 12 የራእይ መጽሐፍ ምዕራፍ 12 ቁጥር 11 ራእይ 12 11
Verse 11 says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So if there is anybody here who has not overcome sin, your heart is still in darkness. Or you have received the blood of Jesus, but there is darkness and bad thoughts all over your mind. There is darkness all over within you. The Bible says that the blood can be applied to your mind. And that you can overcome that darkness within you by the blood. Because the blood of Jesus is light. Amen.
Amen.
Have you seen the blood before? Have you seen it?
Yes.
With your eyes. You saw it inside your heart.
Yes.
Aha.
ምክንያቱም በዚህ በክርስቶስ የደም ኃይል ያለው ምንድነው ብርሃን ነው ፈውስ ነው ሰላም ነው
So the blood of Jesus is not something you see with your physical eye but with the eye of your heart. So the blood of Jesus works in the heart.
በልባችን ውስጥ ነፍሳችንን ያጥባል
and it brings the life of god
ስለዚህ ይወጥን እግዚአብሔራዊ ህይወትን በልባችን ይጨምርልን
amen okay let me show you where it is in the bible so that you know it very well Leviticus 17
ዘሌዋውያን በብሉይ ኪዳን መጽሐፍ ላይ
verse 11 17:11
ምዕራፍ 17 ቁጥር 11 ዘሌዋውያን 17 11
So he said, for the life of Jamal is in the blood.
የጀማል ህይወት በደም ውስጥ ያለ ነው.
Okay.
እንደማለት ነው.
And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul.
ስለዚህ የስጋ ህይወት በደሙ ውስጥ ነውና ደሙም ከህይወቱ የተነሳ ያስተሰርያልና ደምን ያደርጋል ስርየት ያደርጋል ያስተሰርያልና በመሰዊያው ላይ ለነፍሳችሁ ማስተሰርያ ይሆን ዘንድ ለእኔ ለእናንተ ሰጠው በምኑ ላይ በመሰዊያው ላይ ለእናንተ ሰጠው ይላል በብሉይ ኪዳን ታቃታቸው ለመንጻት በደም ውስጥ ስለሆነ ህይወት ያለው የተለያየ እንስሳ አምጥተው ምን ያደርጉ ነበር መስዋዕት አድርገው ያቀርቡ ነበር ያደርጉ ነበር
good so blood contains life
ስለዚህ ደም ህይወት ይዟል በደም ውስጥ ህይወት አለ
is that are we agreed
I ask my man no ይሄ ነው
blood contains life
ደም ያለው ምን ያድርግ ይለግስ ይባላል አያችሁ ምን ያህል ግን ውድ እንደሆነ ደግሞስ ምን አለ ህይወት አለ በክርስቶስ ደግሞስ ምን አለ ህይወት አለ የሚለው
so the blood of jamal contains the life of jamal
ስለዚህ ጀማል በህይወት አለ ለማለት በደሙስ ምን አለ ህይወት አለ
And the blood of Jesus contains the life of God. And the life of God is light. Amen.
Amen.
So God wanted to bring his life to your soul. So the life of God came into the soul.
And you can see. Amen.
So if you want the life of God, you must receive the blood. And that blood is always flowing every day. And that blood brings the life of God. It brings the light of God. And the Bible says that where the light shines,
Amen.
So would you open your heart so that the light will come? Amen. So the soul, when the soul has darkness all over the heart. When someone is born into the world, he's born in darkness. But there's good news. Amen.
There's
good news. That good news is the good news of the gospel of Jesus. And the good news says blood. It says life. It says light. Amen. So God is promising you all these things if you open your heart. So we also can see that the soul is also made up of the emotion. And the emotion is like the white lion. And the soul the soul also has a nature. And then it also has the nature of an ox, which is the wheel. Ox of calf. So we see. So we see that this blood has many places to go to. The blood must go to the desire. It must go to the desire, to the will, and the emotion. And the desire. So the blood is applied to the soul. To take away the darkness. Amen. So you see that in God, man has a promise. And the promise is that God wants you to be light. God wants my life to be changed from darkness to light. So it's not just to forgive me of my sins. God wants to change my
nature.
Amen. Because we saw from Corinthians that when man sinned, the God of this world, who is the devil, came and covered the soul of man with
darkness.
How do we know that? Because if Jesus told them that the things that bring darkness to someone is not from outside, but it's from within. Say, for out of the heart comes adultery, fornication, anger, bitterness. All the wickedness in Ethiopia is from the heart. So if God is going to make you to be the light, He must go to the heart and change it, and it will have a nature of light. So that is what I want to show you. That's what I want to show you. Because God wants you to become the light. So God wants your soul not just to be cleaned from light, but for your soul to become light. So your soul must become a creature of light. So how can God make this to happen? So let us read from somewhere else in the Bible, from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. Yes, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. I will put my law into their mind and write it in their heart. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
Yeah. ይላል ጌታ። ህግን በልቦናቸው አኖራለሁ በልባቸው መጽፈዋለሁ እኔም አምላክ ሆናቸዋለሁ እነርሱም
So he's saying he's going to go into the heart.
ለዚህ ይያለ ነው ያለው እግዚአብሔር ወደ ልባቸው መጣ ልባቸው ይገባል በልባቸው አኖራለሁ አስቀምጣለሁ
The Bible says darkness is in the mind.
ለማን ባሳብ በሰው ህይወት ውስጥ
Darkness is in the heart. God says, I will go to the mind, I will go to the heart, and I will put my light there.
በልባቸው ገባና ያንን የጨለማውን ስራ አወጣና እኔ ብርሃን ሆናለሁ እኔ ስሬት ሆናለሁ በልባቸው ላይ ደግሞ ይሄን የሰራ ቢሆን የራሴን ህግጋት አስቀምጣለሁ ይጽፋለሁ
So in the Old Testament
በብሉይ ኪዳን
the law was not there
በብሉይ ኪዳን ህግ የሚቀመጠው በሰው ልብ አልነበረም እንደምታውቁ
The law the law was written on a table. There were two tables. The heart was still there.
የሰዎች ልብ በውጥቀት የሰዎች ልብ በመንደለም የሰዎች ልብ በአዳፍ ምክንያት ወድቆ ስለነበረ እግዚአብሔር መፍትሄ እስከሚያመጣ መንገዱን እስከሚያሳይ ቅድም እንዳልነው የመስቀሉን ስራ ህግ ሳይቀመጥም ነበር በምን ነበር የሰጣቸው በጸላት በድንጋይ በተቀረጸ በተጻፈ ጸላት ላይ አስርቱን ትእዛዛት ህግጋትን ምን አረጋቸው ሰጣቸው ምን የሚል መታቆም አትስረቅ ታመንዘር አትግደል አትቀም የባልንጀራህን ንብረት እናታል ያው ታቆታላችሁ እሺ
But
I told them how the talent of God was given the table of us with out of as you say that was God just till prepare the way Christ light salvation
Yes.
How
yes.
Them.
Yeah. Yes. So there's a difference between the old and the new.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ አሮጌውና አዲሱ ኪዳንም ልዩ ሆኖ በዚህ
Good. The old was outside.
አሮጌው ኪዳን ውጫዊ ነበር.
The old was not in the heart. And that is why God said, I will make a new covenant. That I will send Jesus. And when Jesus came, he brought his blood. And through the blood, the life of God gets to the soul. So, when we become Christians, God has a program, a plan to change the heart. To break the power of God in our emotions, in our will, in our desire, and in our mind. So, the first experience we should have in the New Testament is being born again when the blood comes into the
body.
And that is the beginning of our journey.
የናቱን ተማሪ ይገኛል የደቲው ተከታይ ይገኛል የናቱን ተማሪ ይገኛል የክርስቲያናዊው ወጥ በክርስቶስ ደም ከኃጢአት ስርየት በክርስቶስ ደም ከጨለማ ስራ ስንፈታ በክርስቶስ ደም ብርሃን ሲበራል ከዛች መቀጸል ከዛች ጀምሮ አዲስ ልደት አገኝተን እንዳን እንጻልጅ መንፈሳዊ ህይወታችን ለዳግም ልደት ጀመረ ማለት ነው።
Okay, so the next experience is the experience of baptism and sanctification. Is a place of death and burial.
ሶስተኛው ቀን ከሞት ተነሳ እንደምንለው ማለት ነው። ስለዚህ አንድ ሰው በጥምቀት እግዚአብሔር ኪዳን ውስጥ ገባ፣ እግዚአብሔር ልጅ ሆነ፣ በአብ ወልድ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ አንድ አምላክ ስም ምን ብሎ ተጠምቆ ወደዚህ ነገር ሲገባ ምን ይያለ ነው? ክርስቶስ ለኔ እንደሞተ ለዓለማዊ ነገር ለኃጢአት ነገር ምን አለ? ሞትኩኝ፣ ለክፉ ነገር ሞትኩኝ። ክርስቶስ ለኔ እንደሞተ ከክርስቶስ ጋራ ለመኖር ምን አለ? ቃል ገባ ወሰንኩ ይያለ ነው ማለት ነው።
So after you are born again,
ዳግም ከተወለድን በኋላ
we must come to the place of baptism.
ወደ ምንድን ነው የምንመጣ? ይቺ የማጥመቂያ እቃው ብላችሁ ብትሰሙ። ሰው አንድ ዳግም ከተወለደ ቀጥሎ አንድ ህፃን ልጅ ከተወለደ በኋላ ልክ እንደዛው ክርስትና ህይወት ጉዞ ጀመረ እንደሚለው ሌላው ደግሞ ከእግዚአብሔር ኪዳን የምንገባበት ጥምቀት ነው።
So it is the place of resurrection. It is the place where we are taken from death to life. And God is saying that the soul which has been in darkness is going to be taken from darkness to
light. ልክ ከጨለማው ደግሞ ነፃ የምትወጣ ነፍስ ብርሃን ሲበራላ በአዲስ ህይወት ወደ ብርሃኑ ነው የምትጨምረው።
From a life of darkness to a life of light.
ከጨለማ ህይወት ከጨለማ ኑሮ ወደ ብርሃን ህይወት መምጣት።
And it is a place of a prophecy.
ይሄ ማለት ልክ አንድ ሰው መልካም እንደሚሆንለት እንደሚያውጀው ትንቢት ማለት ነው።
God is prophesying to you.
እግዚአብሔር በእናንተ ላይ እየተነበየ ነው።
That though you have been in darkness, I'm going to take you to light.
ከጨለማ ውስጥ እንኳን ኑራችሁ ከሆነ በኃጢአት ውስጥ ኑራችሁ ከሆነ እኔ እችላለሁ ወደ ብርሃን ላምጣችሁ ማለት ነው።
And there are three types of baptism.
ሶስት አይነት ጥምቀቶች አሉ።
The first one is the baptism in water.
የመጀመሪያው ጥምቀት የምንለው በውሃ መጠመቅ ነው። አንድ ሰው በውሃ ሲጠመቅ
That is where you are taken and put inside the water and brought out.
አንድ ሰው በውሃ ውስጥ ተመረነው ተጠምቆ ሙሉ በሙሉ ሲወጣ እሱን ዮሐንን እንለዋለን ጥምቀት እንለዋለን።
So if there is anybody here you say you're a believer you must come to baptism.
ዳግም በክርስቶስ አመኛለሁ ሲል ቀጥሎ የሚያደርገው ነገር ምንድነው? ጥምቀት ነው።
Because Jesus was buried and resurrected.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ እኮ በመጥምቁ ዮሐንስ አማካይነት በዮርዳኖስ ወንዝ ምን አለ? ተጠመቀ።
So every believer must also be buried and resurrected.
ለመከተል ወሰነ መከተልና ህይወት ውስጥ ያለ ክርስቶስ እግዚአብሔር ልጅ አድርጎኛል ለሚል ጥምቀትን መፈጸም አለበት። አንዱ ኪዳን ነው።
That means we die to the world and we are brought forth into a newness.
ምን ይያለ ነው? ለኃጢአት ለዓለም ከዚህ በኋላ ለምኖረው ጫዊ ኑሮ ሙቻል።
No more darkness. No more life of darkness. We are now raised up into a life of
አዲስ ህይወት እንኖራለን ማለታችን።
So we are prophesying to our soul.
ለነፍሳችን ለራሳችን እያወጅን ነው ማለት ነው።
That your soul, my soul is also going to be taken from darkness.
Into light.
Amen.
Amen.
That is the message of baptism. And it is a covenant. I'm saying to God that from today, I will no more walk in darkness. I'm going to be raised up into life. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us have been baptized?
ስንቶቻችን የጥንቀት የሚለው ነገር ገብቶናል? ጥንቀት የፈጸመ
Is anybody here who is born again? You have been baptized. You must make sure you go and do it.
ይሄንን ህይወት ልንኖረው ይገባል። እግዚአብሔር ይሄንን መንገድ ለኛ አዘጋጅቷል።
Because it is a declaration.
አዋጅኔ ታፋችንም ጭምር
ነው። I have begun my journey into light.
አብርሃም ጉዞ ከዚህ በኋላ ጓዛለ ብለህ ውሳኔ ያደረግ
ነው። Now apart from the baptism in water.
ከዚሁ ከ ዋጥን ቀት ጋራ ተያይዞ
There is also the baptism in the spirit. Now if you
በክርስትና ህይወት ለሱ ለመኖር መወሰናችንን ማወጅ ነው አለ። ሁለተኛው ደግሞ ከዚህ ጋር ከጥንቀቱ ጋር ተያይዞ የምናየው ሌላው ጥንቀት ደግሞ በመንፈስ ቅዱስ መጠመቅ የምንለው።
Now the baptism in water is for the body.
የውሃ ጥምቀት የምንፈጽመው በስጋችን አይደል? በስጋችን ላይ
So the baptism in water is for the body. Now the next baptism is baptism in the Holy Ghost. And it is for my spirit. Okay. So, the first baptism is in water, it is for the body. The second baptism is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We're speaking in tongues. It is for the spirit. Amen. But remember that the darkness is in your soul.
አስተውሉ ብዙ ጊዜ ሰይጣን ወይም የዚህ ጨለማው ዓለም አገዛዝ የምንለው የሚፈልገው ነፍሳችንን እንደማጥፋት ነው። የእግዚአብሔርን ብርሃን ይበራል የሚፈልገው በመናችን ነው።
So the soul must also be baptized.
ስለዚህ ነፍሳችንን ጭምር ነው።
So the soul must also be brought into God. Because God said, I will put my law in your heart. Amen. So when you are baptized in the water, you are prophesying to your soul. That my soul is going to one day be brought into Christ. When the Holy Spirit comes into your spirit and you begin to speak in tongues, you are also prophesying to your soul that soul, you assume you are going to also be brought into Christ.
መንፈሳችን ላይ የሚደረገው የመንፈስ ጥንቀት ነፍሳችን ከእግዚአብሔር ጋር እንድትጓዝ ያደርጋል።
What does it mean to be baptized?
ምን ማለታችን ነው?
Baptized means to immerse something, you know, to be covered over.
ልክ አንድ ሰው ተጠመቀ ሲባል ውሃው ሙሉ በሙሉ ወይም ደግሞ ከውሃው በታቸውን እንደምንለው ሁሉ ልክ እግዚአብሔር በመንፈስ ሳይሆን ሰው አጠመቀው ስንልም በእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ አማካይነት ህይወቱ ተለወጠ፣ ኑሮ ተለወጠ፣ ከሱ ጋራ ከእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ጋራ ተስማማ ለማለት።
So the plan of God is that you will be covered with light.
ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ በመንፈሱ ሲነካ ነው እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በጥልቀት ስንረከብ ወይም ስናምን ያንን ነገር መንፈሳችን በብርሃን ነፍሳችን በብርሃን ስጋችን ሁሉ ነገራችን በብርሃን ገባ።
So God doesn't want the light just to shine and go away. God wants it to be one with the light.
ስለዚህ ብርሃን እየመጣ ይሄድ ሳይሆን ብርሃኑ በልባችን በራ ስንል በዛ አማካይነቱ ጊዜ በህይወታችን ላይ የማያቋርጥ ፍሰት ያለው።
God wants it to be completely overcome with light.
ወላ ሙሉ ለሙሉ የተፈውን ያመጣው ሰይጣንና አሰራር በዚህ ብርሃን ማሸነፍ ይችላል።
Amen. There's a difference between the sun and the moon.
በፀሐይ መካከል ልዩነት አለ። ስለካቱ በጨረቃና
the sun
በፀሐይ መካከል ምን
አለ? moon
ልዩነት አለ።
and the stars
በከዋክብትም እንኳን በጨረቃ በፀሐይ በኮከብ መሃል ምን አለ? ልዩነት አለ።
the star is only reflecting the sun. The sun shines on the star and it reflects it. But the star is filled with darkness.
ተመልከቱ ከዋክብቶች እነዚህ ማታ ሲበሩ ምን ያያቸው? ከፀሐይ የሚሰበስቡትን ነው የሚያንጸባርቁ። ከዋክብቶች በራሳቸው ብርሃን የላቸው። ማታ ማታ ምን አይሰማይ ላይ ፈሰው እየሰማቸው ነው። ከምንድን ነው የሚወስዱት? ልክ ሞባይላችንን ቻርጅ እንደምናደርገው ከፀሐይ ይወስዳሉ። ልክ እንደዛው
the same thing with the moon.
ጨረቃም እንደዛው ነው የምታደርገው። ከፀሐይ የምትወስደው ነው የምታበራው።
The sun shines on the moon and the moon reflects.
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ በከዋክብቱም ላይ በጨረቃውም ላይ ፀሐይ ምን ታደርጋለች? ታበራለች። ያንን ይሰበስባሉ። የሰበሰቡትን ደግሞ ጨረቃ ኮከብም ማታ ምን ያደርጋል?
But the moon has no light of its own.
በራሷ ማንነት ጨረቃ ብርሃን የላትም። በራሳቸው ማንነት ከዋክብት ብርሃን የላቸውም። ከሌላው ምን
ያደርጋል? God doesn't want you to be like the moon.
ልክ እግዚአብሔር እንደዛ እንደ ጨረቃው እንድንሆን ይፈልጋል ማለት ነው።
But he wants you to be like the sun.
ልክ እንደ ማን እንደ ፀሐይ ብርሃን እንደ ፀሐይ ብርሃን
the sun has light of his own.
እንደ ፀሐይዋ እንድንሆን ይፈልጋል። እንደ ከዋክብቱ እንደ ጨረቃው ሳይሆን እንደምንዋ እንደ ፀሐይዋ። ፀሐይዋ በራሷ ብርሃን ናት። ለሌላው ደግሞ ትመግባለች። ለኮከቡም ትሰጣለች፣ ለጨረቃውም ትሰጣለች። ሁለቱም ብርሃኑን ይሰበስቡና ማታ ምን ያደርጋሉ? ያበራሉ። እኛን ግን እግዚአብሔር የሚፈልገው እንደ ሁለቱ እንድንሆን ሳይሆን እንደ ፀሐይዋ እንድናበራ ለሌላው እንድንሰጥ ብርሃኑ በህይወታችን በርቶ ለሌላው እንዲታይ።
The sun does not struggle to give light. The light shines by nature.
በቃ ስራዋ ነው ታውቀዋለች። ለጨረቃ ለከዋክብትም እስከን ብርሃን ለመሆን ተፈጥሯል። እኛም ውስጥ እግዚአብሔር ብርሃን ከበራ ያ ብርሃን በግልጽ ለሌላው ምን ይላል? ይታያል።
And the Bible says that the sun of righteousness will arise and be permanently fixed within your hands. Amen.
So
after we are baptized not just the body or in your spirit but it's also in your soul God brings us into another type of experience. The experience of light in our soul. Remember, darkness has been in the soul. So God says, I don't just want to forgive you your sin. I want to go in and make sure that you have a nature of light within your soul.
ጨለማቸውን ብቻ አይደለም ምገፈው ጨለማቸውን ብቻ ገፍቼ ብርሃን ልሆን አይደለም። ብርሃን ሆኜላችሁ ግን የሚጨምር ብርሃን ለውጥ ያለበት ብርሃን ልሆናችሁ ሁሉ ጊዜ ከእናንተ ጋር ልኖር ማለት ነው።
So the first experience is the experience of the lamp stand. A lamp.
ይሄ መቅረዝ ነው። መቅረዝ እናቃለን አይደል? ምንድን ነው የሚቀመጥበት?
lamp and lamp you have oil
መቅረዙ ዘይት እንጨምርበት እንችላል ይበራ
you have the oil and you have the wick
ተመልከቱ ምን አለው አብሮ ይበራ ምን እንጨምርበታል
so this is the wick this is the oil okay and then this is the light amen your soul is the wick
and shama eqa allo አውስት ደግሞ እንዲመራ ዘይት ወይ ደግሞ ባዝና ይጨምርበታል የኛ እቃው ብርሃን ይወራ እቃ መሆን አለበት ነፍሳችን ውስጥ ደግሞ የሚያገር ዘይት ምንለው ማን ነው መንፈስ ቅዱስ እሱ በእኛ ውስጥ ሲሆን ብርሃኑ ይወራል ይበራል
so you see your soul is now enlightened by the light of God.
ስለዚህ በእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን ነፍሳችን ስትነካ ብርሃኑ ይበራል ማለታችን.
Can you read for us Proverbs 27:20. It says that the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, giving light. So let us see Proverbs 20:27.
ምሳሌ 20:27 ላይ ምንም ይሉኝ ነበር የሰው መንፈስ የእግዚአብሔር መብራት ነው የሆዱ ፍርጆች ሁሉ የሚመረምሩ
አሜን
የሰው መንፈስ የእግዚአብሔር መብራት ነው የሆዱ ፍርጆች ሁሉ የሚመረምሩ
so the spirit of god is the light
ስለዚህ ተመልከቱ እንግዲህ የሰው መንፈስ እግዚአብሔር ብርሃን
the spirit of god shines through your spirit into your soul.
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ በመንፈሳችን ላይ ያበራል በመንፈሳችን ላይ የበራው ብርሃን ነፍሳችንን ይለውጣል ያበራል.
It shines from your spirit into your emotion, your mind, your desire and the will and eventually your body.
የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ መንፈስ ቅዱስ በእኛ መንፈስ ላይ ሲበራ ነፍሳችን ላይ ይበራል ነፍሳችን ላይ የበራው ብርሃን ደግሞ ቅድም ያልናቸው ነገሮች ሐሳባችንን ስሜታችንን ፈቃዳችንን ፍላጎት መሻታችንን ሁሉ በሱ ብርሃን ይቆጣጠራል.
So you can see how the light of God is coming into the soul.
ያያችሁ ነው የእግዚአብሔር ወልድ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ቅዱስ ብርሃን እንዴት አድርጎ በልባችን በመንፈሳችን በነፍሳችን እንደሚበራ.
And you can see how the light of God shines from your soul into your body and to the people around you.
ዛሬም በነፍሳችን ላይ ያበራል.
Amen. So you can see this is Addis Ababa. And Ethiopia. So you can see how the light of God is shining in Ethiopia. Amen. So the Bible says we are the light of the world. So if you open your heart, the light of God, and you can see how it's coming, very soon it will get to the place where you are light. Amen. Okay, so this is number one, number two. This is number 3.
እሺ የመጀመሪያው ዋን ከታለን ከተለው በመንፈስ መጠመቅ አለን ሶስተኛው.
Okay, so let's look at number 4.
ሶስተኛው ብርሃን መሆን አለን አራተኛው ደግሞ.
Number 4 is your mind. Also or your soul. But this is the place where we are feeding and on Christ.
ክርስቶስን መመገብ.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Okay. So, Jesus said, I am the injera of the world. The bread of the world.
Injera, yehiot mende. Injera,
injera. Amen. When you eat injera, you are strong.
Injera setbalu, nakatelana,
cha? Amen.
Aile tagenya na.
So Jesus said, when you feed on me, you will be strong.
Let me Jesus mende injera no. Anyanya mimbagam, anyanya mis, yehiot mende la.
And Jesus says, anybody that eats or feeds me will never die. I will raise him up. You see, for the past 1.5 hours, we have been feeding on Christ. We have been receiving the life.
Salamu yechemera, ilmetu yechemera.
I feel strong.
Ahun tenekari samanyalene.
Do you feel strong?
Anche santa si samacho.
Amen. Amen. Because Jesus is in jara of the world.
Jesus imetanya yehiot injera.
Amen. So that is this experience. It's called the table of shewbread. So this is the place of receiving life. The mind is the entrance into the soul.
ይሄ አስተሳሰባችን ሐሳብ ያለው ነገር እንደመግቢያ በርን በሐሳባችን ውድቀት ውስጥ እንገባል በሐሳባችን ክፉ ነገር ውስጥ እንገባል አይደል ሐሳባችን ሲለወጥም ሐሳባችን መልካም ሆኖ ወደ ክርስቶስ ለመምጣት ልባችንም ሲወስድ እንደዛው እግዚአብሔራዊ ህይወት በልባችን
አሜን if I want to eat food it is through my mouth
ምግብ የምንመገበው በምናችን ነው
when I eat injera my body receives life My mind is the mouth of receiving jara into my soul.
መንፈሳዊ ነገር እግዚአብሔርን ቃል ካልተመገበ ክርስቶስን ካልተመገበ ወይ ክፉ ነገር ይመገባል ወይ ለሌላ ነገር ይጋለጣል ስለዚህ ክርስቶስን መመገብ ቃሉን መመገብ ከክፉ ነገር ለመጠበቅ
So anything that enters your mind will enter your soul. Amen. If I open my mind, the life of Jesus will So the mouth, the mind is the doorway or entrance into And Jesus said, Where two or three are gathered together, I am there.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንደነሚለው በቃሉ ላይ ማቴዎስ ወንጌል ላይ ሁለት ወይ ሶስት በስሜ በሚተሰበሰቡበት በዛ እኔ እገኛለሁ.
So Jesus is in this room.
ስለዚህ ክርስቶስ መድኃኒዓለም
ዛሬ I will be feeding on Christ. Amen.
እግዚአብሔር ከኛ ጋር አለ.
Jesus is also in my heart.
በልባችን ውስጥ አለ ኢየሱስ.
Amen. And Jesus is also in you.
በእናንተም ውስጥ አለ.
Amen. So when we come together, Jesus is in our this one. Jesus is in our heart, number two. Jesus is in the heart of my brother, number three. So you can see the three. Amen. Through which we receive life.
ሁለተኛው ክርስቶስ በእኛ ውስጥ መኖሩ
ሶስተኛው
ደግሞ በእያንዳንዱ ጎናችን ባለው በጎረቤታችን በሁሉ ውስጥ ማን መኖሩ ክርስቶስ መኖሩ
So the life flows from Jesus into my heart to your own heart and it flows around.
Amen. በእኔም ውስጥ ያለ በእናንተም ውስጥ ያለ በሌላው ውስጥ ያለው መድኃኒዓለም ክርስቶስን በህብረት መግለጥ
So even if we are not in the same place wherever we are there is a flow from Jesus through us and we are all feeding on Christ and receiving the life that is in him Amen So you can see how the light is coming into And then the Bible says there is another experience. And it is called the altar of incense. There's an altar here. Yeah, the incense is burned.
የምናያቸው ነገሮች አሁን ይሄ ጠና ብለን የምንጠራው ነገር ያለው ይሄ ለብስተማን ያለው ተለያየ ነገር
And it is this incense table that is brought inside the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement.
እግዚአብሔር ሃሎድ እግዚአብሔር የሚገኝበት ስፍራ ላይ ካሁን ያን እንደሚያደርገው ገብቶ በነፍሳችን ውስጥ እግዚአብሔር ሙላት ሲገኝ እንደ መልካም ማዓዛ ሽታ እንደሚወጣው ጭስ መልካም የሆነ ነገር ከኛ ለሌላው የሚሸት ለሌላው የሚሸት ይታይ የህይወት ነገር ይወጣል ማለት ነው።
So you can see God's plan.
እግዚአብሔር ንቅድ ያያችሁ ነው.
This altar is the soul. It's my mind, desire, my will.
መልካማችን መልካም ሐሳብ ሲኖረው መልካማችን መልካም ነገር ሲኖረው ስሜታችን በእግዚአብሔር መልካም
ሐሳብ In the experience of the lampstand the light of God comes into my soul.
የእግዚአብሔር ብርሃን ነፍሳችን ሲገዛ
In the experience of the shewbread
ክርስቶስን ስንመገብ
My soul is feeding on the light. And my soul that has been enlightened and that has been received the life of Christ is now changed within. So this is the soul that has been redeemed.
ስለዚህ የተዋጀች ወይም ነጻ የወጣች የዳነች ነፍስ
And it is presented to Christ. To bring my soul as an offering to God. So the incense speaks of prayer, offering of prayer. And the offering of the soul.
ልክ እንደሚሸተት መልካም ማዓዛ እንዳለ
So the soul is the bride
ስለዚህ ታውቃላችሁ ሌላው ነፍሳችን ለልክ
በዚህ This bride must be joined to the bridegroom
ስለዚህ አንድ ሙሽሪት ከሙሽራው ጋር ለመገናኘት ራሷን እንደምታዘጋጅ በንጹህ ልቦና በንጹህ ማንነት ውስጥ ያለ
Because the bride and the bridegroom, they become one. So, your soul is the bride. And Jesus is the bridegroom. Your soul is Esther. You know Esther? Hadassah. Remember the story of Esther and the king. So your soul must be prepared. Your soul must be taken from darkness.
Your ክርስቶስ በውስጧ የሚያድርበት መልካም የዳነ የተለወጠ ህይወት ማንነት ያለው ኑሮ እንኖራለን።
Your soul must be washed from darkness. Your soul must be purged from the darkness.
አስም ከጨለማው የተለየ
because the bridegroom is light.
ስለዚህ ሙሽራ ንጹህና ነው አይደል ተጋጀው?
So my soul must be light. Amen. So my soul must be changed from So when you become a Christian, you are saying to God, take away the nature of that and bring the nature of light. You take me from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And when I come into the kingdom of light, I become joined with
light.
And I become light. Amen. So you can see the transformation. You can see how the light is shining into the soul. And you can see how we will become a blessing to the world. So Jesus said, you are the light. And the Bible says, it's like a light that shines in a bright place, a dark place. That shines brighter and brighter
until the day.
Let me end with one scripture. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. So the way of the wicked is as darkness. Amen. So we're going to pray. And you have to make a response to God. If you have not received the light, today the light of God will shine. And there will be a light shining in you. Amen. Every day it is shining brighter. Every day it is shining brighter. Amen. And if you are already a Christian, you can say, God, let my light become bright. There's a scripture in Isaiah that says a smoking flask, the light that is going out, he will heat it so it will become bright. So you have to determine what you want today. The psalmist says, oh God, you will enlighten darkness. Lest I sleep the sleep of death. Amen. So we can pray. Let us pray.
ራሳችንን ለእግዚአብሔር መስጠት በታደል ነፍሳችን ከሰይጣን ስራ ተፈታለች።